This is KUT. Monday's the first day of early voting for the May 27th Democratic and Republican primary runoff elections. One of the races on the Republican side is for Agriculture Commissioner. It's between two former state legislators, Stephenville's Sid Miller and Longview's Tommy Merritt. And unlike the other GOP primaries, this one hasn't only focused on who's the most conservative. KUT's Ben Philpott reports.
Well, I guess it depends on which candidate you're talking to. For Sid Miller, this race is about conservative credentials, and he'll quickly let you know that he's got empirical data on his side.
You know, Rice University took all the votes, not like, you know, some of the scorecards do, but all the votes, and ranked the legislators from 1 to 50 on how conservative they were, and I was ranked number 2, and my opponent was ranked the most liberal of the Republicans.
When Tommy Merritt talks about his qualifications for the job, he focuses on experience, which includes starting and growing his own business and sitting on the Sabine River Authority for 6 years.
You look at water and water issues, you need to have experience. So my vast experience brings me to that and to work with rural Texas to make sure that they're treated fairly and that we work with suburbia and urban Texas to make sure that they can serve water adequately.
Now, Miller believes water is important, too. He says it's a close second in importance to what he considers job one, if and when he becomes agriculture commissioner. He says the greatest threat to the state's agricultural economy is what he calls an overreaching federal government.
Whether it's the BLM up on the Red River trying to seize 90,000 acres of farm and ranch land and not pay one dime for it, or the EPA trying to subvert the Supreme Court and Congress and lay claim to all of our waters in Texas.
For Merritt, he wants to figure out better ways to spend the money that flows into the commissioner's office through various federal grants, including the $1.5 billion given to Texas for the federal school lunch program. He says not enough questions are currently being asked to properly monitor its spending.
Can I see the menu? Can I see the ingredients? And can I save money by administering a better school lunch program? And I think that my business background brings me that.
Merritt says a second place finish in the primary doesn't hurt his chances at winning the runoff in May, and he'll spend the next week and a half telling that to any and all Republican groups he goes before. Miller will also crisscross the state and says he picked up an endorsement from Governor Rick Perry this week, although the governor's office was unable to confirm the endorsement Thursday night. Ben Philpott, KUT News.